listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
As Holy Week begins and is underway, we have a lot to be thankful for, but the lives of 32 specific women hang in the balance, and I'm concerned that we will not be there in time. Will you please bear with me as we try to rescue the captives that Jesus loves right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad to have you here on this Monday. We've got a lot to get to before we are done. And I am very, very concerned about something, friend. And I will tell you, I am personally battling a little bit to make sure that we do get this thing that I am very concerned about across the finish line. I just had surgery on Wednesday, and I'm back at the microphone today. The surgery that I had was to remove an inflamed gallbladder, and a lot of people have had this surgery. It's a very common surgery. My surgeon seems to think that everything went well. I'm just having to move with a little gingerness, a little tenderness. It's not quite the ease of normal life. But I just got a report just before we went on the air today that said that we are at currently 32 slaves to go for getting to the finish line of reaching all 100 slaves that were on the critical needs list to be released in Sudan with Christian Solidarity International. Now, that means, by the way, that we've liberated 68 women, and I'm very thankful for that over the last couple of weeks. But we have exactly 8 days left. We have 8 days to save 32 lives. We have 8 days to step up and say, on our watch, we are not going to advance human slavery. We are not going to sit here and be party to it. We know that we could get these 32 women out of slavery right now. We are going to do something about that. We are not going to be passive believers during Holy Week. Jesus was willing to go to the cross for us in this season to forgive us and to give us life eternal. What are we willing to give to help 32 Christian women find liberation from slavery? I don't know about you. I watched, when you're in the hospital, you have a lot of time to watch a lot of things. And of course, over the weekend, there were lots of things on TV all about different crises going on all over the world. And it's frustrating not being able to impact situations where you feel like you can make a difference. It's frustrating to see that evil still roams. It was very, very tragic to see those Islamic radicals go into that Moscow theater and begin to shoot people and mow them down. Friends, there's some things that we can do something about, and there's some things that we can't. And regardless of all of the chaos that's in the world, we have an opportunity in the next few days and next few days only to make sure that we save the life of these 32 women. These 32 women need our help. They need to be liberated from their slave masters. And more importantly, this is where your gift goes. The $250 per slave that is given, that actually turns into a new life for them. That's the down payment on everything that they will need for the rest of their life. And we just need you to do the down payment. It gets them a place to live. It gets them food to eat. It gets them clothes to wear. It gets them utensils to cook and fish and clean with. It gets them the start for a life for themselves that they would not have otherwise. $250 sets one of these 32 women free. And so that's roughly, what, $8,000 that we need to complete this cycle. I know that there are some of you that could take the challenge that the McCullough family has challenged ourselves with. During pandemic, my children came to me and they said, "Dad, I hear you talking about slavery. I didn't know that it still existed. What are we going to do about it?" and they heard some of the horrific stories of some of the women that we have rescued from, and they said, we've got to do more. So every month, part of our giving as a family, that we have intentionally given up other things to be able to do. We've intentionally given up, spring break getaways and other things that if we saved that $250 a month, we could certainly do other things. And a lot of their friends get to do them at school. But we have chosen instead to set that money aside and to every month liberate a slave. If there were 12 people that would take the 12-month, 12-slave challenge with the McCullough family, we would more than accomplish this goal right now. We need three of you to take that challenge. If just three of you took the 12-slave challenge, we would be across the finish line. But if you can't do more than one slave, can you ask yourself right now, because we are up against a deadline, there is a liberation coming, and we have to have everything in order to be able to get the maximum number of slaves released that we want to. And again, for those of you that have already liberated 68, thank you. That's amazing. I am deeply grateful. But now I'm deeply worried that with only 8 days to go, we will run out of time and not have gotten to the very last slave. If you want to liberate 4 slaves right now, that's a $1,000 gift. If we had 8 of you that did that, we would accomplish the goal. If we had 16 of you that said, well, I'll do 2 slaves, one this month and one next month, we would be able to do it. But we need your help, and we need it right now. Here's the phone number, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. We have never missed a goal in liberating slaves with Christian Solidarity International. We know their work. We hear the stories. We see the proof. What they do in changing lives is miraculous. It is God-ordained. And many of these slaves are Christian women who have been forced through sheer force to become Islamic. They've been forced to take on other names. They've been forced to mutilate their own genitals. There's horrific things that have been done to them. We get to stop all of that abuse when we set them free. $250 provides everything they need to start their life over again. It provides the tarps, the blankets, the protections from the weather, the utensils to eat and garden and clean with, to fish with. It provides the grain to eat. It provides seed to plant for a coming season. It provides a Bible. And it gets them back to their original home, the original region of South Sudan that they were from. It makes sure this gift ensures that they will get there safely. And when they get there, the village will have a party. A slave has come home. A slave has been freed. 800-222-5909. There are 32 women's lives hanging in the balance, and we need your help now. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, limited numbers of days left. But we can do this if God's people pull together in this Holy Week, understanding that Jesus on Palm Sunday walked into Israel, the conquering king, named Hosanna, worshipped, the palms were laid at his feet, and that before this week was out, he would give his life on a cross so that we can have the ultimate gift. Friends, we're not giving the ultimate gift to these slaves, but it is a gift unlike anything they've ever received before. Let's follow Jesus' example. Let's set the slave free. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. I need you to go to the phone, and I need you to call right now. 1-800-222-5909. That's 800-222-5909. If you'd rather give online, you can do that just as easily. Just go to WMCA.com and click the CSI banner, big red banner at the top of the page. We need to save these 32 lives. 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909.
We're talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. Dan, you and your firm get the right medical treatments for your clients. You get around them. You support them. It's not all about the money.
We have a rule in the office. It's a do unto others as you'd have them do unto you rule, which you know where that comes from. And basically, we will not send you to any doctor that we wouldn't send our own family members to. There are plenty of lawyers who will send you to doctors who will butcher you up to make the case better. I think that's abhorrent. I think that's evil. And it's not about making my firm money. It's about getting you better and getting you back to your normal life. So we send you to only top doctors, hospital for joint diseases, hospital for special surgery, chiefs of neurology at Maimonides. I mean, we have a panel of doctors that are amazing and the type of doctors that you would want to see and will make you better.
Buttafuoco & Associates screens all cases before starting so they can speak confidently in court knowing all aspects of your case. Call them today to get more information at 800-669-4878. That's 800-NOW-HURT.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Remnant Christian Network North America, under the leadership of Apostle Arome Osai, is a non-denominational apostolic center with a vision to strive for the rebirth of apostolic Christianity. Remnant Christian Network has organized prayer meetings all around the world, anchored by the belief in the power of prayer and the infallible Word of God and the Holy Spirit. The New York location is at 80 North Franklin Street in Hempstead. There are both weekly 2.5-hour Bible study programs, as well as a monthly 10-hour prayer session that takes place. The next upcoming programs are on Friday, March 29th, which is an all-night and themed worship, word, and prayer, and Friday, April 5th, with a teaching series, Discipled to Christ. That's Friday, March 29th from 7 p.m., a special all-night session, and Friday, April 5th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Both are free to attend. Call for more information at 917-686-0458 for an uplifting evening of growth in Bible knowledge and prayers. That's 917-686-0458 for the next free Bible study program from Remnant Christian Network's New York location at 80 North Franklin Street in Hempstead.
This is Albert Mogler for townhall.com. Vice President Kamala Harris recently went to Minnesota in order to make history, so the White House claimed. And she did make history, to be sure. She became the first U.S. president or vice president to visit an operational abortion facility. Harris's move becomes the latest forward advance of the culture of death. It's a turning point in campaign strategy and the optics of the Democratic Party. Now that Harris, accompanied by Minnesota's governor and a member of Congress, has made this campaign stop, such events will become standard fare for Democratic candidates. A well has been breached, and now any Democratic candidate who does not make a stop at an abortion facility will be considered out of step by both party activists and abortion advocates. That's just how campaign strategy works. The vice president intended to send a signal. She did send a signal. Kamala Harris and her party are dead set on making abortion central to American culture. That's why Kamala went to the death camp. I'm Albert Mohler.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. That suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanic. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad to have you back with us, Kevin McCullough, 800-222-5909. That's a freedom hotline. When you call that number, you're helping to bring freedom to someone who is literally a human slave on planet Earth. And Todd Chapman's back with us from CSI. Todd, I think people are a little bit blown away when they are told that there's more slavery, human slavery on planet Earth today than ever before. But it's true, and CSI has been diligently working to liberate those in this circumstance across 18 countries for the last dozens of years. And in addition to that, they help with the people that are persecuted just for their faith around the world. And people don't really understand sometimes that the Sudanese slaves that we talk about, the reason that they are enslaved, if they were Muslim when the Civil War was going on, they would not have been taken. They would not have been turned into slaves. The very premise for why they were, quote, property that could be taken and seized is because they were Christian in their belief. And so this is a viable demonstration of what CSI is all about, helping to set those who are oppressed for their belief free and to give freedom to those that are enslaved. It's a beautiful picture, but it's the one that's not being done in other places. 800-222-5909. I don't know of another single group that has addressed the slavery in Sudan, and yet CSI has been like a little engine that can faithfully liberating slaves ever since the end of the war. At one point, there were 185,000 slaves in possession in the north. Due to your faithfulness, friend, and due to CSI's persistence, there have been about 125, 135, 140,000, something like that, freed. There have been some children born into slavery during those 15 years. So there's still some that, you know, there may be more than just the exact number liberated that are left. But that's the point, that there's still a job to do. And that's why we are so focused on this. 1-800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or WMCA.com. Todd, you put a challenge out there for people that could consider doing maybe 4 slaves today. Mm-hmm. It's a one-time gift of $1,000, but you can also break that up over 4 months if you wanted to be part of that challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. If $1,000 one time today doesn't mesh with a cash flow situation very well, that's okay. You could break that up. Maybe you do $250 this month, and then over the next several months, or if you said, "Hey, I'd love to free a couple people over the course of the next by the end of this year," we'll just do the math on that. You know, $40-$50 a month. Look, here's the heart of CSI. And Kevin, you said something that was really exactly right and profound. 185,000 slaves that have been held for nearly over two decades now. CSI has been freeing them for over two decades. We basically are doing this work on our own. If there were other organizations actively involved in freeing these slaves, then probably we'd be a good bit further down the road. But that's okay. I mean, this is the work that God has ordained for CSI to do. Also, by the same token, I think God is laying his finger on individuals and saying, this is a task that I have for you. There's a great scripture that talks about we were created in the image of God our Father, and he ordained ahead of when we were even created the good things that we would do in his name. Friend, might it be that freeing a slave from Sudan is one of the good deeds that our Heavenly Father preordained that you should do through his resourcing and his calling upon your life? I just leave that there, but I love that passage of scripture because it's a great reminder that God believes in us. God has resourced us. God has called us and equipped us. God wants to use you, and this may well be the way that he wants to use you to show his transformative love in the world today. So would you pray about it, and then call 800-222-5909, 5909. Only $250 frees a human being, like a beautiful young lady that I'm looking at here. She's 21 years old. Her name is Adot. And You know, Kevin, I'm looking at this. We were at a family birthday party yesterday, and our three-year-old, one of our granddaughters turned three. And when I look at my beautiful granddaughter and her beautiful blonde flowing hair and her innocent eyes and just the way she plays and opened her presents and all that, I can't imagine having that little girl snatched away and, you know, having all sorts of unspeakable things done to her, taken away from her family, abused in every way possible. I just can't imagine that. And as I look at adults' eyes, here she is 21 years of age. Our youngest daughter is in her early 20s. And I think about that, you know, you think about it at 21 years of age, when, especially when you get up to where we are in our trek through life, Kev, you realize, man, 21, you're still just so young. You're just at the beginning of your life. But man, adult has suffered so much pain and sorrow and isolation and loneliness and abuse at just 21 years of age. Friends, we have just an incredible opportunity to redeem that which the enemy has tried to destroy. And that's what we're called to do. That's what Jesus came to do, right? The victory over death and the grave and over sin and brokenness and oppression, everything evil in the world. Christ has conquered that. He calls us to do the same. And this is a beautiful picture of God's grace and God's mercy. When we step into these pictures, into these stories, and we say, it's been bad up to this point, but I can help free you in the name of Jesus. And I'm not guilting anybody here, but I think when we have an eternal perspective about God, I want to make an impact for your kingdom, $250 to free a human being, to end their suffering, end their pain, end all the evil that's being done to them. And then, hopefully, if we're able, reunite them with their family back in their homeland. Or if we can't do that, get them into a Christian community where they're going to be nurtured and fed and set on a path to a new life and freedom in the name of Jesus. You can have such a profound impact today. $250. Don't let the money get in the way. God will provide the money. Just respond to his calling on your heart right now to impact one of these human lives in the name of Jesus.
Not so well said. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. When you think that many of these women that we are liberating now were just your granddaughter's age or just maybe slightly older than that and spent the entire rest of the life that they've known on this earth as the, quote, property of someone else, being yelled at, verbally abused, being beaten, being sexually abused, being neglected. There's no laws that say how much you are required or not required to feed your slave. They are treated like animals, like they are property, like they are something that somebody owns. And the beauty of what CSI does is that it liberates these slaves and it brings them home and it reminds them that they are made as a child of God, that they are precious to him, that they were not forgotten. And you know what the most common thing is that they say to the CSI staffers when they get home, friend? They said they look them in the eye and they're just weeping with rejoicing and they're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then they say very quickly after that, but please don't stop until we get them all home. That's what we're trying to do today. 800-222-5909. If you give a $50 a month gift for 10 months, you're going to free two slaves. If you give $83 a month for the entire year, you could free four slaves over the next year. Or if you give 250 times however many slaves you would like to liberate, that can be taken right now. 800-222-5909. Now, we have a goal of and a list of 101 names. 12 have been crossed off. Only 12 of the 100. That means we have a long way to go. So we need your help. Can you pick up that phone and make a call right now? 1-800-222-5909 or go to WMCA.com and click the CSI banner at the top of the page. WMCA.com, click the banner at the top of the page. Do it right now.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making an
easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
Embark on an extraordinary cruise this fall with Alistair Begg. Immerse yourself in vibrant autumn colors and serene landscapes for 7 life-changing days of spiritual renewal. From rugged Maine to the European charm of Quebec City, you'll encounter natural beauty and a region steeped in history. Imagine evenings under the stars, sharing stories and making new friends, while exploring charming villages, scenic lighthouses, and historic sites during the day. You'll also savor fresh seafood and delicious lobster. Join us for a journey that will refresh your soul and draw you closer to God with Alistair Begg and Salem Media on the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
What's Right, What's Left, weeknights at 10.
The Bible teaches hate the sin but love the sinner. No, hate what God hates and love what God loves. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is the transgression of God's laws and ordinances. Judge not lest ye be judged. It says, but when you judge, judge with righteous judgment. The whole world is judging us continuously, but their judgment means nothing because only God's judgment is what stands.
What's Right, What's Left, weeknights at 10 on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-222-5909. 1-800-222-5909. We are setting captives free with Christian Solidarity International. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Todd Chapman. Todd, you were talking about Inger's story before we went to the break, and it reminded me of something. You know, we probably in the West would think a lot differently about slave children. Because if they have been given to the slave by the slave master, there's probably an immediate thought in our Western mind of retribution and anger and wanting to get even and all kinds of things that I think you can't judge someone. It would be natural to feel resentment towards someone who did something like that to you. But I just want to offer this kind of perspective on that. Many of these slave women, as you mentioned, have lost all of their family. The cruelty with which slavery visits the lives of these women is unforgiving.
it is just relentless. So when they have been able to become pregnant and have small children, that is their only relative. That is their only family. That is the only connection they have in many instances to another physical human being. The fact that we are last year and this year for the first time with CSI able to get some of these children reunited with their mothers is a joy that runs very, very deep in their heart. And it is a joy that runs deep in God's heart. Because I do believe that those children need their moms, and especially moms who love the Lord and who want to bring them up in a Christian orientation. And that's what you do, friend. Last year, the liberations we've been telling you about that took place in November, so the ones that took place last spring as well, we are for the first time being able to reunite some of the children and some of the women, and some of them even in pregnancy coming. And I can't imagine, you said she walked 8 days at 8 months pregnant. I'm like, the McCulloughs endured 3 pregnancies, with all of the conveniences of the modern society. I cannot imagine what it would have been like to be alone, to be walking for 8 days and to get.
Yeah. And how far did you walk, Kevin, carrying a baby? No distance.
I got my bride all the way to the car, and I got the car all the way to the hospital, and I got her in the wheelchair. And then that was about it. maybe 25 steps. But boy, what a joy for her to be able to have, and what a symbolic kind of thing to have someone that's hers, to have a family that is hers, and she is praying for that husband, and there are desires by these women who have been ritualistically, brutally, cruelly abused in so many different ways, and yet what do they ask for? They want God to bless them. They want God to keep their child safe. They want God to bring them a husband. They want to serve him and please him. And they shake the CSI person that's helping them by the shoulders, and they look them in the eyes and they say, please don't stop until we get all of the slaves out. Because they know like few people do, how bad it is, back in the homes of the slave masters. So 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909 is the number. Now, you've heard us mention the bag of hope, and I want to talk about why that's important. Because everything that we have heard about the abuse, and it's sexual, it's physical, they're beaten, they're called derogatory names. Some of them are so vulgar and filthy, we don't even have an English equivalent for it. It's amazing that these women have any ability to communicate at all when they get back, to be honest with you, because they've been so muted and so stunted and so isolated. Todd, we talked about this before, but you can be around people and be completely alone, and that's the existence of these slaves. They're not allowed to talk to their slave masters or their families. They're only told what to do, and they have to obey. They are said oftentimes, you cannot be a Christian, you have to become a Muslim. In order to be a good Muslim woman, you have to go circumcise your own genitals. They're given some rusty instruments to do that with on their own. Many of them get infected because it's not a sanitary process. And the level of excruciating pain just seems to reverberate over and over. But as bad as that is, when they receive the bag of hope, when they receive the hug from the CSI worker, when they receive the welcome home celebration from the church that brings them into their community, the level of joy, I would estimate, is similar in intensity to the suffering that they've experienced. It is an unforgiving waterfall of goodness that is falling on them at this point. And friends, what's the difference between that light switch, between the darkness and the suffering and the light and the celebration? That light switch is you. When you give your gift, you flip that switch from darkness to light. You do that when you become part of the process. That's why the McCullough family is excited to be a part of this ministry every year. We want you to share in that with us. 800-222-5909. Please pick up the phone and call right now. 1-800-222-5909, or go online to wmca.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Listen to the Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Hi, I'm Kevin Cottrell, talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. Dan, Buttafuoco & Associates fights for the maximum benefit for your client. Tell us about a specific case.
We had one case in particular where the client was a sheetrocker and fell off a scaffold. He had a pretty good lawyer, actually, and the lawyer was trying to settle the case, God only knows what reason, for $600,000. The client knew it wasn't enough. He changed to our firm. We took that same case to trial, and the jury awarded $5.5 million. We literally changed this man's entire life. The lawyer missed the most obvious injury, which was the traumatic brain injury, which we diagnosed in my own office and got him to the right doctors.
Buttafuoco & Associates cares to get you the best results possible. They don't take the easy way or the easy money. They fight for your maximum benefit. Call 800-NOW-HURT. That's 800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. 800-669-4878.
Matters of the Kingdom with Pastor Yvonne C. Rankin of World Harvest Deliverance Center is heard every Monday at 9:15 p.m. Pastor Rankin's teaching will encourage and help you to understand your godly heritage, available to every person who surrenders their life to Jesus. Change your situation and claim your heritage in Christ. Each week, Pastor Rankin delivers a dynamic word relating to Kingdom Vision Now. Contact Pastor Rankin in Matters of the Kingdom at mattersofthekingdom2023@gmail.com or visit World Harvest Deliverance Center, Inc.com. World Harvest Deliverance Center is located at 1521 Central Avenue in Far Rockaway. For more info on the Christian School, visit whdcchristianschool.com. Matters of the Kingdom with Pastor Rankin, heard every Monday at 9:15 p.m. World Harvest Deliverance Center, Inc.com. World Harvest Deliverance Center, Inc.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We are talking about the issue of what young women are facing in northern Sudan that have been taken as captives and slaves. Just walk through an exercise with me for a second. Close your eyes and picture that your life is nothing like it is right now, but is reduced to this. You wake up on a slab of dirt, which is where you sleep. You might have a thatched roof over your head.
but you are awakened early and you were told, go to the house, and not nicely, they just tell you, go to the house. You spend the day without eating, cleaning and cooking for the slave master, and tending to children in some instances, tending to cattle in others, tending to chores that they have that need to be done. But the rest of the day goes right back in the harsh weather, the tending to the cattle, the doing all the chores, the cleaning, the cooking, the physical and verbal abuse, especially not only from the slave master and from the people that are, you know, driving you to get the work done, but in addition to that, the slave master's wife. And this is the environment that you are spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop. You're told to recant your faith. You're told to give up your identity. You're told to change your name. And at some point in time, if you're female, they tell you that you have to go perform a circumcision on your own body. And they don't have sanitary tools to do it with or anything else. You may get an infection. You may come close to dying from that. Even if you do heal, the amount of abuse continues. The sexual abuse continues. Sometimes you become pregnant by the slave master. And even after you have given birth to that child, as you start to wean that child and nurture that child into life, the slave master rips him from you and says, no, he's mine. He's not yours. You don't get to keep him. That is, in a nutshell, the summary experience of hundreds of thousands of women that were taken during the Sudanese Civil War. And what we are doing is one by one finding them and saying, God has not forgotten you, and we want to bring you home. Todd Chapman's here from CSI. Todd, exactly how do we do that?
Well, we have gentlemen that are actually indigenous people. They live in that part of the world. They understand the wiring, and they understand the language of these Arab slave holders, and they go out and they negotiate the freedom for these women and children. That's just as simple as that. We do that, and we don't buy their freedom with money, but many of these slave owners are actually cattle farmers, cattle ranchers, and there's a vaccine that they need to keep their cattle healthy. And by the way, these cattle, they're the most valuable possession that these slave owners have. I mean, that's how they make their money, and so they do anything they can to make sure their cattle are taken care of. That's their livelihood. They're certainly more valuable to these slave owners than the slaves. And so we're able to come in and say, we can get you this cattle vaccine that you can't get without our help. But we want to negotiate, you know, freedom of a slave. And it works. And so we do that. We do that throughout the year. And three times a year, typically, we do what we call slave liberations. And that's where we gather all of these women and children that we've been able to free. And we march them down from North Sudan, where they're being held captive. We march them to South Sudan, which, by the way, is the youngest country in the world. It was actually formed in the wake of the Sudanese Civil War so that Sudanese Christians would have, you know, a place where they could go and have some semblance of safety again. So that's where we walk them, and we've got camps set up where we gather their story, we document them, because so many of these women were taken from their families during that civil war at such a young age. There's no documentation that they ever even existed. Mm-hmm. And if we can, we try to we reunite them with their family. Can't always do that, but if we can't, we set them up in a new faith community. We work with local pastors in these communities, and so if that's where they end up staying, then that's going to be their new home, and they're surrounded by people that care for them. And then as far as material needs, we provide them what we call a bag of hope, and it's way more than a bag. It's a start of a new life. They've got sorghum, which is a grain that they can grow, turn that into food, provide them ample supplies of that to get them going. Tarps, mosquito netting to protect them from malaria, blankets, you know, cooking utensils, just everything that you could think that you would need. Now keep in mind, they're not moving into a suburb of, you know, New York or something. Right, I mean, these are remote villages, but everything that they need to get started on a new life. Maybe the most valuable thing and important thing that we provide to them is a she-goat. They can get milk from this goat. They can breed this goat, and that can turn into a whole new path to being self-sustaining. And again, but the most important thing is that they find a sense of community. they get their, you know, they get their life restored to them, and they're reminded and told that Jesus loves them. So much goodness there, Kev. I know that's a lot, but man, think about all of that. Life change. $250 is all it takes to do that for one human being. And so would you just pray about how many people God would have you free? We've rescued 12. We've got another 88 on our list, and we would love you to take the next one at 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. Someone standing by right now to take your call and celebrate freedom that you can bring into a slave's life.
And if you're not wanting to get on the phone, you can pull out the thing in your pocket that also makes calls and go to a website, WMCA.com, and click on the CSI banner at the top of the page. CSI, Christian Solidarity International, is what that stands for. But I think about the cost of, you know, what you spent to have a child, if you're a parent, the cost of helping a child survive and live just in a given year. I know what our grocery bill is month to month in the McCullough household with two growing boys and one very energetic daughter. You know, for what we could basically buy a set of groceries for about a half month, you can give someone an entirely new life. And I'm not saying that's not insignificant, but I am saying that what we think is, not that much, God can turn into an amazing story. And you were just mentioning the prayers. Many of them can't talk about their faith in public, but we find out after they're liberated, they've been praying for years for someone to hear their cry. And when the Lord answers, it's really, really, really special. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, the MyPillow 2.0, and more. But some great news, the MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent and still provide that cushiony, soft wonderfulness that you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Regular price, $79.98. For a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code WMCA. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798.
Want more of AM 570 The Mission and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for encouraging tweets, what's coming up on the radio, news from our ministries, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 570 The Mission. Come tweet with us.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It is Christian Solidarity International with Kevin McCullough and setting people free through joy of the gospel of Jesus. And one of the things we haven't mentioned very much today is that these slaves primarily do do come from Christian backgrounds. But one of the joys for the women to come home is that a Christian community led by a pastor of a local church and a church of, you know, 100, 150 people coming around and saying, you're no longer alone. We are going to worship and rejoice and celebrate with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, these women, you know, and kids, when they were taken, it was religious persecution, you know, under the guise of war, and they've been held ever since. And so, we, as the brothers and sisters in Christ, we're providing freedom for them in the name of Jesus. And I got to tell you, man, you know, we talk a lot about what your gift does for them, but I want to focus just for a quick second on what your obedience to what God is laying on your heart, and what it does when we give in us. It transforms us. That's why Jesus talks so much about giving. I mean, you know, we're created to be like Christ. That's what Christian means, Christ-like. Jesus is the ultimate giver. He gave his all for you and me and every human being on the planet. He laid down his life so that we might know freedom in Christ. And so if you're going through a struggle or whatever that looks like for you, and you're trying to find your way through, you want to feel better about life, you want to feel more fulfilled, I would just encourage you, give. Trust the Lord and let him use you. And giving is a big part of that. You will be blessed. These slaves will be blessed. Kev, there's no downside to what we're inviting the WMCA family to do today. This is what God has created us and resourced us to do. So step into that with a heart of gratitude and joy that God is going to use you to free a human being.
800-222-5909. Friends, we literally get to be part of the process of setting the captive free. I know people read that expression in the text of Scripture, and they're like, well, we can't really do that because, you know, we're in the day of post-slavery. No, we're not. No, we're not. And injustice is still alive. And it almost makes me kind of roll my eyes when we talk about the injustice of the American society or the West or whatever, because we don't know injustice here, friends. We don't really know what it is to be abused in five different ways of life, verbally and physically and emotionally and spiritually and, you know, relationally. We don't understand what that kind of suffering is. But you know what we do get to be part of? The solution. We get to be part of eliminating those things from people's lives. And what a joy to be able to do so. So, my friend, please don't sit back on the sidelines. Do what the McCullough family, do what my kids drove me to do during COVID. They said, Dad, we have to do something about this. 800-222-5909. And let's celebrate the release of another captive, the setting free of another slave. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. You can give online as well. It's WMCA.com. It only takes a couple of minutes. You'll be on and off in just under 2 minutes, I think, if you go there, WMCA.com. Click on the CSI banner. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being with us. 800-222-5909.